Hey, Shalom Aleichem. So today we are going to do another sugya like we've been doing in regarding simcha, sugya regarding simcha. So it's a little bit coming on the coattails of last week. Last week we discussed the simcha of Kabbalas Yisurin b'simcha, being mekabel Yisurin. Hardships, bisimcha, that was last week's discussion. So today it's, I want the different mekoros, what I called kabbalas in general. It could be hardships or it could be hardships or just in general, nisyon, a nisyon is a test. So, we've been seeing in the parsha these days, we've been, tests aren't over. A lot of Sefer Bereishis has various tests to the Avos, and truthfully, all of life, like we're going to see soon, is really tests from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, question is how to see a test. I'm a Rebbe myself, I teach in a high school, and, never like tests. But I know for myself that the only reason that I give tests, I'm not much of like, I'm not the classic teacher type. I try to be a Rebbe, not just a teacher. And the only reason I give tests is because I want the boys to review. I want the boys to chazer, to review, to learn the Gemara well. And we know that when the boy feels the obligation to have to take a test, so then they review well, learn the material well. The truth is, if a boy reviews very well and he puts in a tremendous amount of time and effort and he still does badly, I will give him a very good grade. There was a boy last semester who got a C or something, but I gave him an A minus because he put in a tremendous amount of effort. That's really what I'm looking for. Again, because the test is in order to get the person to put in the time, to really care, to learn the Torah. So we'll see that's really what the point of tests are in general. And let's try to say, I think we can be able to get a better understanding of our lives in general through today's topic. So let's see what we come up with. So I'm sharing the screen like we always do. The first source is a piece by Rav Chatzkel Levenstein. Rav Chatzkel Levenstein was the he was in the Mir for a long time. He was a Talmud of the Mir back in Mir. He was Tzadik Yisod Olam. It's hard to say enough about Reb Chatzkel Levenstein. He came over. He fled with the Mir Yeshiva from the Nazis, Yimach Shemo, and he became eventually was the Mashkiach in Ponovich. So the Rav Chatzkel Levenstein has a piece where he says the following: Kosov Halutzato Bereish Sifro. Of the Ramchal. It's interesting he refers to Ramchal as Halutzato, the Lutzato, meaning because he was Rav, his last name, they call him Lutzato. So Kosov Halutzato Reish Sifro, the Mesillas Yesharim, the classic sefer of Mesillas Yesharim, says the Ramchal, Chlalo Shel Davar. This is the klal. This is the general rule of Avodas Hashem, says the Ramchal. Adam lo nivra ela lakayim mitzvos v'la'amod b'nisayon. So if you have to define what does it mean to be a from yid, that means that you were created to do mitzvos, to serve, and I should say to serve Hashem, I gotta check that, v'la'avod, to serve, v'la'amod b'nisayon, and to upstand tests. So part of the very definition why we were created was in order to stand up to tests. Says Reb Chaim Levenstein right there, ha'amida b'nisyonos, standing against tests, hechriches lebinyan ha'adam. It is crucial for the making of a person, lebinyan ha'adam, to the building of a person. Uchadugmas kiyum mitzvos va'avdos, just like keeping the mitzvos and a general avodas Hashem and serving Hashem. So there's keeping mitzvos, serving Hashem, and tests. That's quite the list to be on. That means a nisayon is with just like serving the Kadosh Baruch Hu in general and keeping the mitzvos. Utchilas binyano shel Am Yisrael. So too, the beginning of the building of all of Am Yisrael, haya ayidei hanisyonos. That was through tests. Like the Mishnah says, asar nisyonos nisnasa Avram avinu v'amid bekulon. The Mishnah in Avos says that Hashem tested Avram with 10 tests, and he passed the tests, and that's how he became Avram Avinu. Kevin sha'amar Avram Avinu b'nisyonos, notzer klal Yisrael, right? So klal Yisrael really was started from Avram Avinu, and that was through those 10 tests. Yisod zeh, enu yidua lanu klal. It says Rav Chatzkel that this idea is not ingrained in our hearts enough. Ve'es shekora lanu ikuvim, when someone, betulim, when someone has various impediments, that stop us from our avoda. Okay, so when we want to grow in avodas Hashem, we want to do what Hashem wants, but we have various stumbling blocks that get in our way. We don't understand why is this happening. Imagine someone, he's trying to go to the afternoon kollel and BRS, and his device isn't working. Right? So it's very frustrating. He's trying to do the right thing and his computer or device is just not working. That would seem extremely frustrating. We're trying and Hashem's not helping us. We don't understand how that could be. We don't realize ki hakol nisyonos avurenu. These are all tests for us. So that we know where exactly are we really holding? Meaning, a test is a way to know, just like, again, a test in school for school children is to know how well they know the material. So a test for us, Hashem knows where we're holding, but it's for us. We see where we are really holding. I know myself, whenever I feel that there's a certain test that a coach tested me, and if I feel that I failed the test and I didn't do the right thing, so I know that, wow, okay, that's something I need to work on. I'm disappointed with myself. If we would have just know this, if we would understand what a test is about, why we have these trials and tribulations, nakel hayalanu liskaver al zeh, it would be much easier to overcome them. Biodenu shizu matar sabriya. This is the point of creation. If we realize that every time there was some kind of impediment, and we said, okay, well, this is why I'm here. I'm here to overcome this impediment. It would be taka much easier because you would know, like, this is my moment. Uma first, because of Hashem tzaddik yivchon. Pasuk says in Tehillim that Hashem tests tzaddikim. Matzav tzaddik she'omid tamid bebchinos v'nisyonos. The very essence of a tzaddik is Hashem sends tests against him. Ba'al yadam nikar v'nivchon ma'alas a tzaddik. Right. So he's what he's pointing out over here so far is that a test is crucial. Meaning we think of a test as kind of like a side point of, a test, let's say in school, hopefully the test is not the main part of school. Hopefully the learning is the main part of school. That's what we would think. But yes, the learning is fantastic, but without tests, we wouldn't have the learning. No, the students wouldn't know how well they know the material, and they wouldn't have to try harder. Even if hypothetically, very often I know, when I give my students a test, I know who's going to do well and who's going to do poorly. Meaning I know which students know the material well and which students don't know the material well. I don't need to see their test. Every now and again, I'm shocked. But usually I know exactly how. They need to see a boy who's been putting in effort and doing well, needs to see he's doing well. He needs, wow, okay, well, I'm clearly going to not put in effort. I don't know it, right? It's the same idea when it comes to tests in Avodas Hashem, that Hashem gives us tests in order so we know ourselves where we are holding in Avodas Hashem. And the Ramchal saying this is crucial. This is not a side point in Avodas Hashem. This is the way to get to become the people that we are. And then he adds, Chatzko adds, that if we look at a test that way, it's much easier to overcome the test. Okay. Now, Ruchum Levavit, Chatzko. So he was an Alter Atamir, my grandfather, my Zaidi, Rav Yitzchok Simon Zatzal. He was actually a Rebbe. He was in the Mir. He was in the Mir back in Mir in Europe. He also fled from the Nazis to Shanghai. And he ended up in America. And he taught for many years in Maimonides in the high school in Boston. So these were his Rebbeim, meaning these were I have Svarim. I have a Sefer of Rabbi Rucham from back. I'm pretty sure it has a Shanghai stamp on it. There's a Shanghai stamp on the Chovim Amarim from my Zaydi. Okay, so that's Rabbi Rucham. He's an Alter Mir. Davar Yaduahu Ba'olam. She'anshei Hatzava, so he's giving a mashal. It's known that people in the army, Kishaover, meaning not talking about any particular army, saying in general, soldiers in general. Kishaover Alehem Shanim Rabos, Lelo Mochama, when they go through many years without war, right? A soldier without a war is like a fish out of the water. A soldier wants war in a way, oddly enough. That's what he likes doing, right? A fish likes to swim and a soldier likes war. Lo yanuchu v'lo yishkatu. Like unhappy, they're uneasy. If there's too much peacetime, he's like waiting for the next war effort. Very strange. You would think it would be the opposite. They should be the ones who are against war. Because they're the ones who go to the front lines and they're the ones who are in danger. So you think that the army would not want, but it's not. He says, the answer to all of this is Shabishas Shalom, at a time of peace, there's no room for them to grow. A soldier during peacetime is kind of just static. He's not going anywhere. But at a time of war, he named Berega Echad at one moment. Yachol gam ish tzava pashut, a regular soldier, evil le'asos le'katzinu le'pakid. A soldier can suddenly become an officer, right? You do one amazing move, one great battle, you save a fellow soldier, whatever it is, and boom, you can become a captain, a head officer, etc. A war can take a soldier from one level to another level. He can rise tremendously dafka during the war. So that's all a mushal. Now he gives the nimshal, b'chayim pshutim v'normalim, during regular times, ein makom klal la'alos malo. You can't really go up. Of course, on a regular day, you're still able to do the right things and slowly you advance, but it's not the same. B'matzav shel mesiras nefesh v'nisyonos, but during a time of Mesiras Nefesh, of a time of trial and tribulation, when there's an impediment and you overcome the impediment, kanu amakum lahalos. In such a situation, you can really fly. You can grow up. You can grow tremendously. We all feel that ourselves. If there was a certain impediment in our lives and we overcame it, I think we feel ourselves. That was a tremendous moment of growth. I know during this time, even during COVID. Rahman al-Islam, many people have had tremendous, terrible tragedies, but those of us who Baruch Hashem have stayed healthy and there's actually been oddly enough, a lot of growth, meaning people found the ability to learn more, to do things that they otherwise weren't really necessarily going to do beforehand, but because of the weird times, they rose to the occasion. There are many, 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 many stories like that. And we're living it right now. We all, either with ourselves, our friends, we see it. But it's harder for some people. It really, it's very difficult for some people. Let's say COVID is a very, 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 very hard time, and it can cause terrible chas v'shalom depression or whatever. But if someone overcomes that, he can grow tremendously. Me'ata. So he says, therefore, Me'dor Shenota, so he's talking about, remember, Rav Ruchem Levavitz, he was Nifter right before World War II. So, but he's talking about a very difficult time, I mean, in Klal Yisrael. It's in between the two world wars. Dor Shenota V'chai V'nisyonos Gedolim Ke'ele. People who live during these times, again, he's talking about right before World War II. Ha'im Yesh Makom Nis Atzvos, is there really room to be depressed? אנחנו ואני מחרפים נפשנו מקרבים לכן את המאבק כגיבורים. We take the bull by its horns, basically, to put it in our vernacular. Tzrichim anachnu lahargish geus rabba. We should feel a certain sense of like holy arrogance. Ki nosnim banu nisyonos gedolos keilat. Hashem gives us these type of difficulties. V'zetif artenu vaday. This is our glory. Unbelievable. So again, he's talking about pre-war Europe. A difficult time in the history of Klal Yisrael, but and he's saying that anytime we see these impediments and these difficulties, we must look at it. He says is that this is a time of growth. That's what it is. He says this is our glory. It's a fantastic point. So number one, we're quoting Rav Chatzko Levenstein, that who quotes the Ramchal, that the main growth of a person is that one of the main things a person is trying to do is pass tests. And he's focusing on the fact, Rav Chatzko Levenstein is focusing on the fact that someone who has a test, you know yourself, you start to know what you have to work on, you have the ability to grow because of tests. Rabbi Rucham adds to that and says that not only do you have the ability to grow, but it's because of that time, you have to push forward during a time of a test, then you are that much more, you can grow that much faster and that much greater during a difficult time. Again, I have to admit, part of the reason I'm talking about this during these shiurim, I just feel that, you know, again, we're like 8 months into COVID or something, and I think that these things are on our mind. This is a unique time in history. It's something to think about, that it's dafka these unique times where there's a room to grow. Okay. Says the next source. So the question is, the question that has to be asked is if a test is a good thing, and we take it besimcha in a way, right? That's what we're saying. We're giving that that if it's a positive thing, Rabbi Rucham is saying that it's a time of growth, just like, oddly enough, a soldier is kind of happy about war, so he can grow. So we should, be happy with the nisayon. It's a little odd, though, but that's what it would seem. So are we supposed to daven for nisyonos? The truth is we daven for the opposite. But that's a little odd. What do you mean? Don't we want to grow? So we should want to test. So let's get into that a little bit. Says the Siddur, we say this every morning at the end of Birchas HaShachar. Here's some of Fanach, Hashem Elokeinu, right? The whole bracha at the end of Ma'avir Shenel Minayu Sumo Mi'afapai, then we say the Ratzon. And in there it says, V'al Tivyenu Loli Dechit, V'loli De Averav Yavon. Hashem, please don't bring us to do Averos. Don't bring us to do, again, other types of Averos. V'loli De Nisayon. And don't give us tests. So we dafka davin to Hashem every day not to give us a test. Very odd. I don't understand. Don't we know Rabbi Rucham? Rabbi Rucham said, no, other Abba, if the tests help us, shouldn't we be happy with the test? Why are we davening not to get a test? There's a Gemara in Brachos that also seems to say like that. Gemara in Brachos, Hayam Beis. It says, Rabbi Yochanan Chalosh. Rabbi Yochanan got sick. All got bay Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina went to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei said to him, Chaviv and Alecha Yisurin? Difficulties, chaviv, are they precious to you? Do you enjoy these difficulties? Amrlei. So Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, nope. Lo hein velo scharan. I don't want the difficulties, and I don't need their schar. I don't want any of this. So Amrlei, havli yadech. Okay, fine. So give me your hand. Yahiv le yadeh. He gave him his hand. Ukman. He brought him up. Meaning, some miraculously, he made him better. But the question is, what do you mean, lohein v'lo scharan? What do you mean you don't want them? Good. Why don't you want them? Trials and tribulations and tests are good. So why don't we want them? So there's a number of different approaches to this, and they're all incredibly important. The Maral in Nesiva Yisurin discusses, he has a sefer called Nesivas Olam, where he discusses various topics. So one of the topics that he discusses is Yisurin, our trials and tribulations. Says the Maral, a tzaddik needs to be worried. What if he's not able to overcome Yisurin? Maybe he'll have these trials and tribulations and he won't be able to overcome them. Maybe he'll be upset at them and chas v'shalom, he'll blaspheme against the Kaddish Baruch or whatever. So meaning maybe he won't be able to handle, maybe you want the truth, maybe you can't handle the truth. Maybe he won't be able to overcome and to stand up to these nisyonos. So umipnei kach amar lohein veloschar. That's why the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan didn't want them. Im efsher shiyeh pater mehen. If he's able to get out of it, he wants to get out of it. Right? So one answer, very, very understandable, is that yes, nisyonos are good, tests are good, but what if we fail? Right? Meaning, yes, every student of mine would want a test if they know in advance they're going to get 100. But if they might get a 60, they probably don't want that test. So a test is only as good as my ability to test. If I'm going to, God forbid, fail, then I don't want the test. Therefore, we'd rather not have tests because we're scared what will fail. Okay, that is mahalach number one. That's for sure a truism. We have to be nervous. We can't be arrogant to think we're going to pass every test. Rav Chatzkel, the same piece as before, in the name of the Alter Mikel, the famous Kel Yeshiva, the Musa Yeshiva, he says the following. He named Vakshimanu B'Tfila. We say in Tfila, we just quoted, V'altivienu lidei nisayim. Right? We say, don't bring us to again, a test. Don't test us. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chor etzarech bir. This needs explanation. V'ha nisparei shenisyon sechrochis la'adam. Echrochim la'adam. They're good. We said that they're crucial in the building of a person. Our whole lives are just going from one test to another test. A poor person in his poverty, that's one type of test. How will he overcome the poverty? How will he, you know, God forbid, curse out God because he's poor or not? I'll deal with it. And the wealthy person builds wealth. How will he handle his wealth? Is he going to, Is he going to, just waste all of his money and use it on ridiculous things? Or is he going to use it on something of worth? Right? Everyone according to their own madriga, everyone according to their own abilities, that tests are good. So he's asking, if tests are good, why are we davening not to have tests? So he says, Uchvar nispar bezeh. So he says, he explains this. Chiyesh nisyonos shekal la'adam lismodi imam. There are tests that are easy, or at least easy enough, to overcome. Ulu masam, but opposite them, yesh nisyonos kashim, they're very difficult tests. Shekimat ve'ein efsharos lenatzchem, they're almost impossible to beat. Uchafisha re'ino, it's a paro or rasha, like we see by paro. Shehakadosh baruch hu hiksha as libo, Hakadosh baruch hu hardened his heart. V'lo hayachol la'achni es atzmo, and he wasn't able to be in control of himself. Avagav shehikira emes. Even though he saw that it was true, there was all of the makos. How could you not? You could be blind. Yet he wasn't able to overcome it. Why? Because Hashem made that test really hard. Hashem hardened his heart. It was almost impossible for him. V'nei b'tchila, originally, nitan la'adam nisyonos kala. Originally, we have easier tests. B'kasher eino omeid b'nisayon. But when a person does not pass a test, he doesn't stand up to a test, he doesn't pass a test, Minaseu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ofen kasha yoser. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a harder test. V'zu b'kasha seinu. This is what we're asking. Sha'al t'vienu lidei nisayon shelo nuchal la'amod bo. Don't bring us to a test that's too hard for us. Okay, so point number one, the answer number one, that in terms of davening for a test. So davening for a test, we daven in general not to have tests. Because what if chas v'shalom we fail? Point number two is yes. The truth is we do want tests, but very easy ones. Meaning the way to, let's say you want to become a well-known mathematician. So you start with arithmetic and you work your way up. So you start with you know, plus and then minus and then times and dividing, and then you move up to algebra and to whatever in geometry and double and algebra two, and then there's calculus and second calculus, and then you work your way up, which makes a lot of sense. And then every test isn't that hard because you're working way up. That's a normal way to grow. That's a normal way. And we actually want those type of tests. What we're davening for when we're saying we don't want tests is we don't want to be in first grade trying to learn how to add and we're getting a calculus test because we're doomed for failure. So that kind of test we don't want. So we're asking the Kadosh Baruch Hu, please give us the small tests, yes, that we're able to handle, and slowly but surely we'll make our way up the ladder. But please do not give us the tremendously difficult tests, because those tests are too hard for us. We won't be able to win. Okay, so we're saying so far again, number one, there is the Maharal who's saying we would, yes, tests are good, but still, what if we fail? Rav Chatzis Levinstein is adding, and I don't think there's a disagreement here, but he's adding that we could daven for a test, but only for a small test. For big tests, again, you have to be silly to daven for a big test, because what if you fail? Rabbi Yeruchim, again, the same piece as before, Rabbi Yeruchim has another knich. That which we daven, don't give us tests. Rabbi Lazar Amar, lo hein v'lo schar, I don't want them and I don't want their reward. I'll tell you a big, big klal. I'll tell you a very general rule, a very important idea. For sure, initially, we certainly do not want to ask for tests. Oh, no, I've never had a student, if I remember correctly, who actually asked for a test. Who asks for tests? Maybe they'll fail. So nobody wants a test. That's before we get the test. But after Hashem already gives us a test, then we must take it. So no one's going to, you shouldn't ask for a test. But if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a test, you should take the test b'simcha. You should take it wholeheartedly. Because if he's giving you the test, then it means it's good for you. So from our perspective, we should not be asking for tests. At the same time, we should, if Hashem decides that a test is good for us, we should take it and take it b'simcha. Uvitzir l'zeh, as an example, k'mo shevadai, shebevadai, tzarecha adam levakesh shelo yichle, shelo yichle. A person certainly should daven that he should not get sick. Because you know, then he can't learn Torah, etc., etc. There's many things he can't do chas v'shalom if he's sick. So you should definitely daven not to be sick. But if someone became sick, Hashem made him sick, you don't just say, oh, well, that's ridiculous. I asked not to be. No. Then Hashem means that the test is good for you. So muto alav kol chomer hadin shepasak Rambam. Then he has to do everything that it's paskin in Rambam. Shulchan Aruch, shebein chola, bein bari, chayavim b'talmud Torah, that regardless whether or not you're sick, chas v'shalom, or healthy, regardless, you still have to learn Torah. Meaning that, yes, you shouldn't be asking for a test initially. You have to be silly to ask for a test. But if Hashem decided to give you a test, that means that's the right thing for you. You should take it wholeheartedly, take it b'simcha, and do the best you possibly can with it. Okay, so again, we're going to read one last piece, which is also very, very telling. But before we do this review for one moment. So we said the tests are crucial. It's crucial, number one, that you know yourself. Number two, that moment requires of you to work even harder, and therefore it allows you to grow. So tests themselves are crucial in growth. So difficult times, you know, again, these times included, difficult times, as difficult as they are also extremely important. That being said, we don't ask for such times. Adarabha, we're asking for this machla to go away. We're asking for the world to go back to some sense of normalcy. Why? Shouldn't we want tests? Yes, but what if we fail? Unfortunately, many people have failed. And if you don't fail all the time, you fail some of the time. So number one, you might fail. Number two, if it's a very, very big test, it's very hard. Again, you might fail. So we can ask for small tests, but not something that's so big. And let's go up one rung at a time. Number three, he's saying that from our perspective, we have to ask not to have a test. That's our ishtablus, not to have a test. If Hashem decides that it's the best thing for us, then we take it wholeheartedly. I want to show one last source that really shows that last idea very, very well. And it's really a very interesting source. We know that Avram Avinu was obviously the people know that the one of the final tests, maybe the final test, was the Akedah, Akedah Yitzchak. That was, you know, but let's see what the Medrash says about what happened at Akedah Yitzchak. But Yosem Osa Mizbeach. So Avram Avinu put Yitzchak on the Mizbeach. It says the Medrash, Hayu Dmos Menashos Venoflos Me'ini Avram. There were tears falling out of Avraham's eyes. Ad shehaisa komaso mishutetes bedmos, until he was completely stooped in, he was like drowning in his own tears. Again, I assume that's figurative, but the point is that there were so many tears, he was like drowning in tears. He was just crying. Amar lo. He's saying Hashem should bring a korban instead of you, meaning basically he's davening. I don't want to have to bring Yitzchak as a korban. That's very odd. I understand he's davening not to bring it. This is the test. Avram, didn't you get the manuscript? It says that, you know, it says that this is your big test. This is what you're known for a kid is Yitzchak. And you're asking Hashem not to give you a Kedesh Yitzchak? Does Avram realize this is what he's going to be known for generations? What's going on? Why is he asking Hashem not to give a Kedesh Yitzchak? Says Chazal, but Ustasha, at that moment, Pe'er Piv Bebchia started crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'gog Gi'ir G'dola, Mamash, a huge cry. V'hayu Eina Berofos, V'tzofos L'shchina, he cried out to Hashem, V'aharim Kolo, V'amar, he screamed out to Hashem, he said, Hashem, save me. Ezri me'im Hashem, osin shemayim ba'aretz. I don't know if that's figurative or literal. The point is that Avram Avinu was saying to Tehillim, get me out of here. Get me out of Akedas Yitzchak. And he was mamash saying to Tehillim, unbelievable. At first glance, I saw this. I'm like, what in the world is flying here? There's many, many chazals that say that Avram Avinu accepted a Kedesh Yitzchak b'simcha, ba'ava. That's what he's known for. He's known for doing this with love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now he's crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi'ayin yavo Ezri. I don't get it. So I saw in the Shlo HaKadosh, I saw an idea. I'm not sure if that's what he meant or if I'm using the Shlo HaKadosh. I'm not sure. So I'm not sure if I don't want to blame the Shlo. If what I'm saying is right, then maybe he said it. If I'm saying it's wrong, then I'm not going to blame him. But I think this is correct, and I think and I was hinted to from the Shlo. It's everything that we've been saying. It's beautiful. Certainly, it's what the Rabbi Rucham Lechavitz was just saying. Certainly, from our perspective, we need to daven. If there is a trial, if there's a test, if there's a difficulty, Klal Yisrael has to daven, which is what we do. Rachman Litzlam, when something bad happens, we daven. We have a Tehillim rally, we daven in shul, we say the person's name, whatever the thing may be, we daven. We don't just daven, we also collect money for a person if they need help. We'll have all the various things, all the various kinds of ishtadlos, the various type of ours are trying to get involved and taking care of it for ourselves. For sure, that's what we have to do. But at the same time, if that's not what Hashem, if Hashem anyway says, no, we davened and we did whatever we wanted, whatever we were able to do. That being said, Hashem said no. And he said, still, I want you to do the test. I still want you to shecht Yitzchak, your son. At that moment, you do it b'simcha. So yes, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save us. That's before the fact. But if he says no, and okay, tachlis, you gotta go shecht your son. At that moment, you do it b'simcha. So that's exactly what Yerucham was saying, and I'll share that one last time. That's such an important fact. when we take a trial, tribulation, chas v'shalom, a nisayon, we daven not to have the nisayon before the fact. L'chatchila, we try not to have the nisayon. But even if when we do that, we try not to, Hashem decides, no, I'm still going to give you the nisayon. And we're at the moment that we can no longer get it back, we can no longer go back on it, then kvar nisayon is az mechuyav l'kavlam, then we accept it. And we accept it b'simcha. So just to come full circle, the way we discussed last week, that when we have a chas v'shalom yisurin, so yisurin are good. Yisurin are good. What we're adding this week is that they help us grow. Trials and tribulations and difficulties are good things. But that being said, the Torah doesn't say to be dumb. Meaning, from our perspective, we're supposed to try not to have difficulties. No one tries to have a difficulty. You don't try to get yourself sick. That's ridiculous. We try to stay healthy. And we try to do whatever we're able to do in order to not have the difficulties. But if with all of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides the difficulty is what you're supposed to have, at that moment, we accept it with simcha, and we use it as the best way possible to grow through it. And I'll add one last point. If we don't do that, if we try to bring it upon ourselves, that's silly. Because maybe that wasn't the right test for us. If you ask a teacher for a test, that's really silly. Because maybe the teacher's going to give you a test that really wasn't fitting for you. But if the teacher decides to give you the test, that means the teacher understands this is what you need, and then you'll grow from it. But if you ask for the test, then adarabah. Not only you're not going to grow, you can fall because that test wasn't for you. So therefore, we daven not to have tests, but if we have it, we grow from them and we accept it b'simcha. Okay, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Shkoyach, thank you.
Shkoyach, thank you very much. Rabbi Stoll will be continuing with Rabbi Eisenstein just momentarily as he signs.